For our worship this morning, we use the Office of Prime, which you'll find on page 108 in the front part of your hymn book. Please rise as we join in the versicles. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, I have sinned against you through my own fault, in thought, word, and deed. For the sake of the suffering, death, and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on me, forgive me all my sin, and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. Hear the words of our reading for this morning, taken from the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. My father is 87 years old, and he is continually amazed by technology. Years ago, my sister and her husband gave him a cordless phone, and then she called him on it a couple weeks later to see if he was using it, and he sat there right next to the stand, and he said, "Yeah, it works well." And she said, "Well, go out in the hallway." "Are you serious?" "Yeah, go out in the hallway." So he did. "Hey, it still works?" "Well, go out in the living room." "No, really?" "Yeah, go out in the living room." "Dad, go outside." "No." "Yes, it works. Go outside." He was so amazed and impressed. My kids already laugh at me for things that I don't understand from technology, too. I was on a hayride and saw a young man holding up his, had an app that could tell the constellations as he looked at the stars. Blew my mind. Let's face it, the The technology and things that we have today that have come from the mind of man are pretty impressive and pretty amazing. And the advancements that you hold in your hand, just think what Steve Jobs has been able to put in your hand, the intelligence that you can carry around in your back pocket. It's just absolutely amazing. Things that your grandparents thought were impossible today are just right there in the palm of your hand. And the same is true in other areas, like in science, how technology and advancements in science have just changed our world so dramatically. There was a doctor years ago by the name of Dr. Willem Kulff, and he's the one that developed kidney dialysis, has just allowed people to live for decades longer than they would have. He also helped in the development of the artificial heart. Dr. Willem Kulff, quite an impressive mind. I often think, what's on the horizon? What are the future things that your kids or your grandkids are going to impress you with someday? We're already seeing advancements in the area of bionics, And some of the stuff that's coming with that, people that have lost limbs in war, and it's just absolutely amazing and impressive. Now the problem with all of this, or the danger with all of this, is that we can begin to put our trust and our confidence in these things, and in how intelligent and amazing man can be. And it can also kind of blind us to the greater issues of life that really don't go away. Issues of our sin and death and what happens after this life. We live in kind of dangerous times in that way, when man has done so much that we start to be so impressed with that, and we start to think that that's the answers that we need is going to be found in man. And it starts to elevate the reasoning of man to the level of being God. Back in 1978, a Nobel Prize winner by the name of Alexander Solzhenitsyn, a Russian author, was asked to come and give a speech at Harvard. He was a Christian man, and this is what he said. I'll just read a couple sentences from that speech. He said, "There is a disaster which has already been underway for quite some time. I am referring to the calamity of a despiritualized and irreligious humanistic consciousness. Man is now the touchstone in judging and evaluating everything on earth. We have placed too much hope in these things, only to find out that we were being deprived of our most precious possession, our spiritual life." I have a sad announcement to make this morning. Steve Jobs is dead, and so is Dr. Willem Kulff. Now hear the words that God tells us through the psalmist. "Do not put your trust in princes, nor in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever." The proverb before us today summarizes that in a very simple statement. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not unto your own understanding. God is addressing the very faith that he has created in our hearts. Yesterday we heard the famous story of Peter being allowed to walk out on the water. He trusted in the Lord's word, and yet the Lord allowed him to falter and fall because he began to lean on his own understanding as he analyzed the waves rather than trusting the word of Christ. God invites you and me to be bold in our trust of him and of his word. Imagine during this very harsh winter that we're having, and a lot of people going out ice fishing, imagine two men that approach the same lake way up in northern Minnesota for ice fishing. And that very morning, the DNR has posted a sign, they have tested the ice, posted a sign that says the ice is very, very safe. It is more than 6 feet deep. No problem even taking heavy equipment out on it. One man reads that sign and he's not totally sure. He wants to trust it, but he decides to get down on his hands and knees with his fishing equipment and slowly begins creeping out on the ice. Another man comes and reads that sign, gets back in his four-wheel pickup, and just heads out on the ice, boldly trusting it. Sometimes I'm looking at the Word of God and what it tells me, and I'm like that first man. I want to trust God, but it's really kind of hard to give up my own thinking God invites you and me to be bold, to take his word and run with it, because it has never let anyone down. When your Lord Jesus calls on you to believe in him, he doesn't simply ask you to believe that he exists. He doesn't simply ask you to learn about him with your intellect. He doesn't even call on you to simply believe that his grace and forgiveness exists. But he's calling on you to trust it, to trust it, to go out on the ice, to put your hope and your life and your future in it, because he will never let you down. Rely on him and lean on him. He alone is the one who is still living from the dead. Think of what a safety net we have in life as believers in Christ because of the promises of our triune God. The same God who's in control of all history, who oversees all politics and all changes in governments throughout the world and throughout the world's history, who knows about and even starts all of the inventions that take place that we enjoy. That same God is in control of absolutely everything, which means your personal history and your personal path to heaven as a believer in Christ. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Amen. Please rise for the responsory. Please join me on page 108. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. O Lord Jesus, seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy upon us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. O Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy upon us. Arise, O Christ, and help us, and deliver us for your name's sake. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon my spirit and drive away the night of sin, that I may walk in your holy light all my life and even forevermore. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill the hearts of your faithful people and kindle in them the fire of your love. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. The Lord Almighty order this day and all our doings in his peace. Amen.